Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're very glad to have you listening. Today's topic is wholehearted worship. We'll be right back after a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
"24/7 Worship," written and read by Annie Yorty. You are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and they exist because you created what you pleased. Revelation 4:11, New Living Translation. I rose to my feet in the dim light of the sanctuary as the opening strains of music called the congregation to worship. My heart lifted to God as I joined in singing about the glories of heaven. I closed my eyes, and the lyrics formed a picture in my mind. Leaning into the presence of Jesus, I basked in his love. In the second stanza of the song, like nails on a chalkboard, a wrong word wrenched me from my attitude of worship. I realize you're probably wondering who notices such things. I admit I'm one of those grammar freaks who's bothered by a subjective pronoun used as the object of a preposition. If your eyes glazed over at this explanation, please don't stop reading. I promise I will bring this around to a point relevant to you. How easily a small grammatical error derailed my worship of the God who created the universe. I wonder if you, too, have been distracted from giving God all the attention he is worthy of receiving. I assume most will not be bothered by a deviance from English language standards, but I suspect we have all felt the tug of war between the world and worship. The writer of Revelation painted a scene depicting the throne room of heaven. Almighty God sits at the center in the place of honor, surrounded by four unusual beings and 24 elders. The main purpose of the four beings is worship. Day and night, they repeat words of praise to the king seated on the throne. The elders respond by saying, "You are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and they exist because you created what you pleased." Revelation 4:11, New Living Translation. Nothing distracts these worshipers. The presence of God is so riveting that all else fades into insignificance. God created us to be 24/7 worshipers too. Worship is more than the musical part of a church service. Apostle Paul said every aspect of our lives can glorify God, even our daily consumption of nutrition. So whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, New Living Translation. All of the following can be filled with worship: attention to excellence in our jobs to please God, sacrifice of ourselves to raise the next generation to love Jesus. Wholesome thoughts that elevate God to his rightful place of honor. Time spent in meditation on the Word and communication with God. Confession of sins to cleanse our hearts. Study of the Bible to increase our knowledge and magnify the Lord. How often, though, do distractions yank us from our worship of God in these activities? For most, grammar won't divert our attention from the Lord. But if you're like me, your own agenda and plans can eclipse the view of our Creator. Entertainment, politics, and social media also rank high on my list of distractions. Even more insidious are the thoughts inside my head that control me, worry about the future, and memories of the past. Finally, incorrect ideas about God's character also interfere with our desire to live a life that glorifies Him. God is worthy of our dedicated worship that offers more than perfunctory singing on Sunday mornings. He deserves all the praise we can muster because He created us. He designed us to please Himself. Even more, with unconditional love, He provides all we need. Our worship brings Him pleasure. As our Creator, God knows wholehearted worship of Him is best for us. When we eliminate distractions and make Him the center of our attention, we enjoy the rich and satisfying life Jesus promised, John 10:10. Friends, let's examine every facet of our lives to root out any distractions from 24/7 worship of God. We don't want anything, even a small grammatical error, to pull us away from our God-given purpose. Intersecting faith and life. Ask God to help you evaluate the various parts of your life for distractions that might be diluting your wholehearted worship. Meditate on psalms of praise until they dominate your thoughts and influence your actions. For further reading, check out Psalm 71, verses 15 through 24, and Psalm 103.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Life Audio presents Bridges with Monica Schmelter.
That we have an enduring hope that can't be taken away when we are in Christ. And to know that we have that, right? And eternal salvation, because this world can be so busy and so dark that we can forget that.
Right.
Right? Because sometimes I get caught in the trappings of what's going on in my life this moment. And while I have to recognize that, that's not it.
Continue listening on lifeaudio.com or wherever you find your podcast.